Well, I'm sitting here with Billy Pearce, the undoubted star, although he might quibble with that, of the pantomime that's coming up at the Alhambra. We're sitting by City Park. Bradford is sort of home from home for you, obviously, Billy. How do you feel about coming back this year?
It's like deja vu, and I don't want that again. I've been here that many times, I tell you. As I was saying earlier on, my son's been in it. He's only 11, and he's retired now. So, no, of course, it's a wonderful thing, and I'm very, very lucky to be here and part of this wonderful theatre and the tradition of the pantomime, and also to be able to have my family involved. As I mentioned, my son and my wife's a dancer, and in fact, my son from my first marriage, she died of eating poison mushrooms, and my second wife died of a fractured skull because she wouldn't eat her mushrooms. But... my son from my first marriage, he was in it, and also there was four of us last year, so which is absolutely brilliant. What I need to do is get my mother-in-law a job as an usherette and my father-in-law into wardrobe.
So is it just you this year?
No, my wife's dancing, and I think my little boy, he's going to be too big to be a sunbeam, but they said he might be able to be like one of the coachmen on the coach or something like that, just to, you know, let him do a little bit in pantomime.
Does it... You come to it this year. I saw you in Robin Hood last year.
Yeah.
Does it change? Do you feel like I'm playing the same part, but I've got a different name this year?
I think you've said as much when
you've come out on stage this year.
Absolutely. Yeah. There has been odd times when I forget who I am. Yeah. But obviously the characters, they are subtly different. Robin Hood's more of a gung-ho... He's more of an adventurer type fella, whereas Buttons, he's a bit more of the downtrodden... You know, he doesn't get the girl in the end, does he?
No.
So there is subtle differences, but the character pretty much is you like it's me, and that's what you get, and it's me playing different characters, you know. But I love I like to get the chance. The one thing about Cinderella is you get the chance to do the pathos when she tells you that she tells me as Buttons that she's falling in love with somebody, and I tell her that I'm falling in love with somebody too, and I think she's talking about me, but she's not. She's talking about some Nancy boy that she's met in the forest with a pair of tights on, and not talking about me. And of course I think she is, and the disappointment and the hurt that causes me is sometimes nice to get that feeling of pathos in the middle of a pantomime, you know, when you can actually almost reduce people to tears and feeling sorry for you. I quite like that side of it.
I can hear the huge wave of coming up.
Well, absolutely, yes. I mean, sometimes you can actually hit a button where, you know, because you're playing about with people's emotions, and sometimes humour, a lot of humour is based on tragedy as well, you know, that it can be, you know, something can be hilariously funny in 1 minute, and the next minute you're brought almost reduced to tears because of the heartbreak that something's caused.
Can I ask you a personal question? Did you find it sometimes the line is blurred? I mean, I know you've come to a press conference here and you do sort of 5 minutes of stand-up and so on. Did you find, is it a mode you just click into, or do you find yourself quipping all the time?
I'm a bit of a quipper, to put it that way.
On the quiet.
I've always got a line for sort of every occasion. If you stick around me long enough, it starts to get boring. I don't do that many. I don't really do any jokes in pantomime. It's more because it's boring. It's more the visual side of things and the humour in the script and the story. I don't go off on a tangent, you know, do any stand-up as such, because it's a boring. It's not what kids want to hear. They love the silly humour and the silly naughty boy. Schoolboy time.
That's right. And I presume part of it is taking liberties with the script sometimes, is that right? I was talking to Hilary O'Neill last year, who was working with you, and who was thoroughly enjoying it. And she said at times you'll sort of, you know, you'll say, well, we'll put that in tomorrow, or you'll change things around.
Absolutely, all the time. I do that all the time. But also, I almost take it upon myself to keep everybody occupied on stage. The one thing I don't like is what I call people walking through it. So they're going to autopilot, and after a few shows, they just come out and deliver their lines exactly the same, everything. Because I think every show's the first one. And those people have bought a ticket, spent a lot of money. You should go out there with a bit of oomph and light a firework, and off you go. So I keep them on the toes.
I was going to say
If I see them start to walk through it and get that glazed look in their eyes, I'll hit them. I can always put them back. Keep the noise down. I always put them back to the... I always put them back to the place where they left off.